I think my first question is, how many people you like currently use biomass to heat their homes?
So it's wood, it's current wood stove users who make up a small percentage of homeowners in the state, and I can look up when we're done I can look up
right now I'm guessing it's not a large part of the market.
Yeah, correct? So of all people using biomass, it's mostly traditional round wood furnaces and stoves, and only a subset of a subset that are using biomass pellet stoves. And we'd also in the future like for people to have options to use biomass briquettes or other, kind of densified biomass that's a little cheaper to produce, or even stoves that you can put a whole hay bale into, just all at once, and have really easy, kind of handling that way.
Now, are these, in the future, are these users, are you looking at more rural users, or can this be something that people, in urban settings have available to them as well?
Yeah, absolutely. It absolutely has potential in urban settings. It'll come to rural areas first because probably the people who are paying the highest heating fuel costs right now are probably going to be the first to be interested. And it's rural areas where you see a lot of people heating with LP or propane, which is really, really expensive. So that's a kind of a rural argument for rural. People are maybe more familiar with the idea of heating with a natural resources or agricultural, product in rural areas. On the other hand, we may find that people in urban areas, that there's higher concentrations of people who value the environmental attributes and might be willing to pay, some kind of premium over the current heating system. So, and that's partially what the research is designed to explore, is demographically and geographically and economically, how do we kind of slice consumers up into segments so that we can connect the consumer segments that are kind of the most interested in this, for varying reasons, to people who are trying to sell these stoves and farmers who are trying to sell the fuels.
Yeah. Now, who will have access to this research once it's completed? Will it be, other development organizations? And I guess there's probably a difference between who will have access to it and who will be the primary utilizers of it. We'll go with utilization. Who will utilize this data once it's been researched?
Yeah, so it'll basically be people who have kind of marketing tasks to think about related to biomass heating. So it'll be the manufacturers of biomass furnaces as they try to figure out what kind of products are demanded by, what kind of consumers. And to try to tweak their existing products to kind of appeal better. It'll be the dealers of biomass furnaces who want to decide which products to carry, what kind of advertising message to target to what kind of consumers. And then it may also be people like farmers or biomass pellet mill operators who want to be able to target particular fuels. Along those lines, we're hoping that in the future this could level the playing field a little bit between the agricultural biomass that we could be producing more of in Illinois in the future and the woody biomass that is kind of dominates the market already. So if we can have a potential to argue that, this perennial grass biomass, for example, that we could produce in Illinois has better environmental attributes or better supports Illinois' economy because it can be grown here, and we can help farmers make that, argument to consumers, then that's also part of the research intent.
And how much, how beneficial do you foresee this research being? Like, what sort of has there been expressed a need from industry saying they don't have this data?
The genesis of this idea.
Where did that come from?
Well, so the decision, actually the decision to do a residential biomass heating project has kind of come out of a need to find the logical first place to expand biomass energy in the economy. There's been a lot of focus in the last, you know, in the recent years on cellulosic biofuels, like cellulosic ethanol. And as those markets have kind of continued to see, to seem like they're still several years in the future, there's been focus on large-scale power generation from biomass, large-scale heating from biomass, like university campuses or factories or things. But as natural gas prices have fallen sharply in recent years, there's been more need to prioritize on the places in the economy that energy prices are the highest and make that kind of the first entry point. And so we can do a lot of good just in itself by heating with biomass, but then we can also use that to kind of pry open the door to start making other larger scale uses of biomass more practical and more economical.
Okay, so I'm guessing, I was going to say that was one of the things that jumped out at me in that press release was the fact that you are targeting it initially for the people that have the most, you know, have the highest heating costs. Mm-hmm. And also, one of the reasons I was asking before about, you know, government subsidies or mm-hmm. something is that it seems like this is different from, you know, when you sort of contrast it with cellulosic ethanol or, mm-hmm. you know, that sort of thing. That's heavily dependent on, you know, government support, subsidies. And it seems like this is more market-driven than some of those approaches. And it seems like, and you're saying prying open the door. So is this sort of a new strategy, I guess, compared to some of the other ways in order to, you know, expand the use of biomass energy?
It is to some extent a new strategy because we are not trying to start with a big bang with this approach. You know, we're not trying to immediately remake the whole energy economy.
So
grassroots, and it's an incremental approach to kind of get the first set of people on board, then the second set, and then the third set, and kind of gradually ramp up to the point where Illinois farmers are so proficient at growing biomass crops that, you know, the prices come down and a little bit, and, you know, still being able to make a profit. Other farmers get more interested in it. We get more people interested in processing biomass because they see the successes of the first companies to do it. We get more furnace manufacturers interested, and that kind of encourages allied industries, and kind of we work our way up to, you know, to more, you know, more market penetration in not only heating, but then move on to, you know, to power and fuels.
And just sort of a final question, like I have a very easy time imagining, you know, the rural user thinking about this because they already have something where they have a finite amount of energy and they have it to refill it. Mm. And, you know, and if something's cheaper, definitely go for it. And also, I mean, there are rural users who are, you know, in concerned about the environment. But I agree that the urban consumer is probably more from that use of it. Can you, you know, if I were a urban user and I'm already hooked up to, you know, the municipal energy supply, would almost be analogous to people who are putting up small wind power units on their house or solar units on their house or geothermal units, things that sort of augment, you know, rather than replace their energy supply they're getting from a city? Is that, I mean?
That's a good analogy in a lot of ways with things like small solar panel installations because it could be an augmenting thing, you know, a biomass stove, but it also could potentially, unlike solar panels or wind turbines, it could potentially replace the entire heating load for a house.
It's more consistent. It's not.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
You can make plans to make sure that you have enough biomass pellets to last all winter. You can't make plans to make sure the wind blows really fast every day. And interestingly enough, you know, there's a potential model for people to do this in a really efficient way if we can conceive of kind of bulk delivery to homes of biomass pellets, if we kind of look back 75 years ago to what the coal heating economy looked like, you know, everybody's familiar with those little metal hatches on the foundation line of older houses that the truck pulled up to periodically and unloaded coal directly into the basement. There's no reason that approach couldn't be taken with biomass if there was a critical mass of consumers who wanted to purchase it in a given area. And there are other states that are kind of debating whether to try to have public incentives to do just that kind of thing, you know, to be able to get to a critical mass of people such that you can start doing these kind of efficient things like centralized distribution and take it beyond the level of having to, you know, to drive to the hardware store to buy bags of pellets.
Well, I think that really answers a lot of my questions there. And also, very important thing for radio, your last name is Yutzi, correct?
Yutzi.
Yeah. Okay, I wanted to make sure I got that down because that could be...
Here, yeah.
Oh, thank you very much.